It's the 17th of April as we begin another visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates on the air for the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, a Purina dealer. And keep in mind that beginning on April the 27th, they're going to close at noon on Saturday. Now close at 1 o'clock, but beginning on the 27th, they'll close at noon.
Close at noon. Well, on this Wednesday, April the 17th, it is National Crawfish Day. Man, do you know crawfish prices have like
skyrocketed? Wow.
I know a lot. I like crawfish, but it's almost like getting stamps. You have to get a mortgage just to buy crawfish.
Oh my gosh.
It's National Cheese Ball Day. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I do make a pretty good cheese ball.
Back in 1810, on this date, Lewis Norton of Troy, Pennsylvania, patented pineapple cream cheese. And I love it, but I can't find it anymore.
Well, you should be able to find the Philadelphia one.
Well, you show me where it is. Pineapple cream cheese. I've looked and looked.
Okay, well.
It used to come in a little.
It won't come in that now, though.
It won't?
No, especially if you get the Philly, it's going to be in the cold, where the cream cheese is, mm-hmm. and the Brookshire's. It's going to be in a white tub with a silver lid.
And it will say pineapple cream cheese?
Yes, it will be pineapple cream cheese. It'll be the Philadelphia brand.
Okay, I'll have to search. I've looked and looked and looked for a couple of years now.
Have you asked Eddie?
I have not.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
He can direct you right to it,
I bet. Maybe you can buy me one.
Well, maybe I can. I'll be happy to do that.
That'll guide me.
I
can take it in when... When I eat it, I'll have something to go.
You know, I'll be happy to do that for
Good.
You. What's a little spendage on dear old dad?
That's right. That's right.
And it's also National Banana Day. I have to thank Sue because she made us this big. I mean, it wasn't a little banana bread. She made us a big banana bread.
And oh, she's great at that.
Scotty brought it in last week, and you know who was in it first?
You.
No.
No.
No. That one in there.
Oh, I see.
First one in it.
Okay. Well, at least he didn't eat all of it.
No, he didn't eat all of it, but he did come back for seconds.
Okay. I don't blame him.
Yeah, it is. Sue's banana bread is amazing.
That's right.
1922, a postcard which disappeared during an Indiana tornado was found 124 miles away in Mount Corey, Ohio.
Hmm.
They should do a movie on that. You know, that could be one of those Hallmark movies, a twist
of tongues.
It could
be, yeah.
And, you know, it's a postcard and, you know, unrequited love or something, you know, that, mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole movie that could be based on that.
That's true.
See,
Let's go back to 1964. On this date, Ford Motor Company introduced the Mustang at a base price of $2,368.
Oh, man, wouldn't you love to have cars for that amount?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far we've come.
How far we've
gone down the drain, either one.
I know. 1979, KHJ in Los Angeles becomes the first AM station to broadcast in stereo.
Okay. That didn't catch on.
No, it did not.
Sounded good, though. It just didn't catch on.
Didn't catch on. I will say this, though, again and again, and we're running these promos about AM radio, but we want AM to stay in the car vehicles because the whole emergency alert system
is based upon AM radio because AM radio is the one that's going to be there in a national emergency.
That's right.
You know, FM is line of sight, but AM has a different transmission system,
mm-hmm.
which means it's going to be there.
Yeah.
Very important.
Very important. Did I tell you that I have started listening to some of those cassette tapes of Dr. Wallace that I found?
Oh, have you?
I have.
Interesting.
I made a Facebook post the day after the Arkansas Derby, actually, mm-hmm. and I said, I had his picture there, and I said, I just can't let a Derby weekend go by without thinking of Dr. Wallace.
Right.
And because, you know, that was an education for me growing up.
Well, one of the greats of all time. We'll never see his like again.
No. And Matt's done a great job.
Oh, yeah, he has. He's brought excitement back to
Race Calls. Brought excitement, yes. But Terry was just, I mean, he just had that passion. And no one could, I mean, to remember on Derby Day, he'd be in his tuxedo. He would rush down. They'd hold the elevator for him. He'd go down. He'd do the post parade from the infield.
From the track, yeah.
rush back up to call the race.
Not only that, he had to do the radio show.
He did. And I will never forget the year I was up in the press box and it was Derby Day. And he could not connect. And I ran down those stairs because I couldn't wait for the elevator. Had to go down to his office because there was something going on with his phone downstairs where it, you know, went. And then I had to make it back up for the Derby. I mean, it was a crazy.
But you made it.
I made it.
Yeah.
I made it.
Well, radio people have to come through.
They have to come through. Yes. But I've been listening to a couple of his cassette tapes. And, you know, it just brings chills to you, especially if you knew him.
That's true.
So, 1965, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter by Herman's Hermits, and Help Me, Rhonda by the Beach Boys enter the top 40.
Mm-hmm.
1970, Johnny Cash sings A Boy Named Sue and Welfare Cadillac at the White House for Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
1971, Joy to the World by Three Dog Night hits number one, stayed there for 6 weeks. 1978, Lay Down Sally by Eric Clapton is certified gold. And in 1996, Because You Loved Me by Celine Dion is certified gold and platinum. And that was from the movie Up Close and Personal with Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite movies, actually.
You know, I'm an old school radio man. I never promote other stations because we stay in our own potato patch.
We do.
But radio people have to stick together, too.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our friends is back on the air in Little Rock, Doc Washburn.
Yes, Doc.
I want to mention that just in passing. He's on Tuesday through Friday, 101.1,
mm-hmm.
between 6 and 7.
Right. It's called The Answer, isn't it? Something like that.
But listen for an hour, then come back over here because he does a great job. Just good to have him back because he was fired from the other station because he would not take the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
Which was, a tragedy, but.
Yes.
He's back.
He's back. And he's got a voice. You recognize it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a great radio man.
As soon as you hear it. Good friends with Brian Coulis.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Now, at the Garland County Farmers Association, you'll find a great selection of garden seeds. You know, we're talking about seeds that your grandparents used to buy.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and...
Fresh. These are fresh seeds.
Scoop them up. Buy as many as you need. They're not in packages.
Mm-hmm.
They're in bins. And they have bins of seeds for all kinds of corn, peaches, cantaloupe, pepper, tomato plants, sweet corn, black-eyed peas, yellow-neck squash, all of that at the Garland County Farmers Association.
There's something about watching those little sprouts come up, too. If you have them in, like, the egg cartons.
And they have egg cartons here.
I mean, if you put your dirt in there and your seeds, and then you just watch them sprout up, it's almost like a proud parent moment.
That's right. They have so many things for you. And at the Garland County Farmers Association, they're also headquarters for your Purina horse feeds, chicken feeds, cattle feeds.
Mm-hmm.
Great selection. So many things to see there. The Garland County Farmers Association, located at 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, open from 7:30 until 5, Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 1 right now, but beginning on the 27th of the month, they'll close at noon on Saturday. Keep that in mind.
Yes. Well, born on this day, on the 17th of April, 1923, broadcast journalist Harry Reasoner, 1948, composer, keyboardist, and drummer Jay Hammer, 1967, actor Timothy Gibbs, 1972, actress Jennifer Garner. Well, Jennifer Garner, she was on that show Alias with Victor Garber.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, she has just made it with Capital One, with What's in Your Wallet.
That's been a whole new career. Yeah.
That's been a whole new career. And she's got her own business, you know, that it's like a orchard or something like that, or, you know, where she has produce and all that stuff. So she actually uses it at her place of business.
You can buy it with Capital One.
You can buy Capital One.
And why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? And in 1974, singer Victoria Beckham from the Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice, brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5. Saturday, 7:30 until 1. But beginning on the 27th of the month, they'll close at noon every Saturday.